Good evening, my dear friends. In today's gospel, our Lord would like to remind us that there are two kinds of hunger. The so-called physical hunger, which the world could provide, and the spiritual hunger, which only Christ could give an answer. During the time of Christ, the people were looking for Christ because they were fed. They had a free lunch. Our Lord performed miracle of feeding the thousands. And that's why the people wanted him to be their leader, their king, because God, Jesus, could provide free food. But our Lord would like that the people would somehow elevate their hunger towards spiritual hunger, because that is more important. And our Lord said that the only way that they could be satisfied spiritually was to eat the manna from heaven, and that is Jesus himself. Because actually today, there is so much spiritual hunger. Hunger for truth. People, even nowadays, are still hungry for truth. Alam naman po natin how much we look and search for meaning in life. And unfortunately, we are provided with so much untruth. Nowadays, people are hungry for love. In fact, Mother Teresa of Calcutta already identified that the greatest hunger of the world is love. And who can satisfy us with this except Jesus himself? And today, even we have the hunger for peace. It's very sad that the world now is on the brink of war, and people are hungry for peace. But the kind of peace that our Lord would like to provide is a peace of soul. And that is what our Lord could always satisfy. And so, my dear friends, I hope that we are not only hungry physically, but let us try to search for the hunger that is and could only be satisfied by Christ himself. And that is spiritual hunger. Jesus himself provided the answer by saying, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." Our heart will remain restless, as St. Augustine would say, until it rests in Jesus, our God. We will always be hungry for love. We will always be hungry for truth. We will always be hungry for peace and meaning in life if we do not receive Christ into our life. In this Mass, we ask the good Lord always for his mercy and blessing.